With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. And let's go flaming mental.
Whoa.
Let's go flaming mental. Whoa. Why are we going flaming mental? Because Little Si's off next week.
Yes.
Yes.
He's going. Yep. He's going. And he's going to have a baby.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Little Si, how are you feeling about another one? That's two under three you're going to have there.
Yeah, yeah. Once you've got two, everything just calms down.
When you get two, you'll get more. Yeah?
Yeah.
Probably thinking about that already.
Mm. Well, number three already.
Yeah, because she's an aristo. They like big numbers.
Big families.
Big families.
You've got to have what? One soldier. You've got to have one in the clergy.
One to inherit the title.
A title inheritor. A captain.
Lawyer.
Captain of industry. A barrister.
A barrister.
Yes. Yeah.
A barrister.
One in radio.
That's right. Yes. Might as well have one.
The simple one.
Yeah.
You're sticking the absolute idiot. The idiot that doesn't fit in
the
anywhere. He's not even. He's too much of an outcast for the church. Generally, you shove him in radio. Anyway, Little Simon, from all of us, and I know our listeners really, best of luck to you. And I also admire the fact you don't know the gender of the baby, which I think is quite good. Yeah. Very few surprises in life. And do you know what? It's the 50-50 that's always a surprise. Yeah. So best of luck to you and your good lady. And do keep us in the loop. Vaguely, not too often.
Yeah.
But I know you're taking what was it, 3 days off, aren't you?
Yeah, just 3 days.
Good man. This week, coming up on the show, I've got a bit of toilet trouble. Not like that. I injured my knee on a visit to the WC. We try and usher in the laser age. Pew, 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 pew. And the woman's got a filthy rich playboy going at it for 24 hours in his heroic little slot. He's a big lad as well.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Radio X.
I'm living in a world
where
Milton's saying, I've done a poo,
yeah,
while standing there.
Uh-huh.
I tell Little Si that story. He's also doing nappy training.
Yeah.
Obviously for his kid, he's fine.
He's been fine
little
for size, years
he's
now.
Little
yeah,
Si's
yeah.
mastered it
sure.
a couple of years ago.
He couldn't wear a nappy with the slim trouser Little Si wears.
Little Si
it wouldn't
it.
Work.
As we wouldn't, we made it one of the conditions of the show. He's mastered that. Anyway, it's in his contract. Anyway,
we felt the need for a stipulation.
Yeah. Anyway, but I live in a world where Milton's standing there.
Yeah.
I tell Simon, Little Si, he's 3 weeks in with his boy.
Yeah.
Hasn't got one poo in the pot yet.
Oh.
I say to, but he's weeing fine.
Okay.
I say to Little Si, well, Milton's said I've just done a poo.
Yeah.
And Little Si looks at me, honestly, raises his hand as though to high five.
Yeah, right.
But we're in a world where, literally, a kid
expectations
doing a number
are
two,
low.
Doing a number two in his jeans, he's looking at me like, you've cracked it. That's how my life is at the moment.
Oh,
I can tell you
man.
That. So miserable weekend. Chelsea, absolutely appalling.
Yeah.
Although, quite interesting to sit there and think, where did the billing go?
Yeah, you were there, weren't you?
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
But Gav,
it is fascinating.
It's also, it's absolutely fascinating. You look at this group of just, I mean, there's no team spirit.
Mm.
There's no player I particularly recognise.
Mm, they haven't even got like a talisman superstar to sort of gather around.
Well, we have
around.
Reece, but he's always got cruciate problems.
Always.
I think that's going to be it now.
Mm.
And it's just, Gav, it's so,
oh.
it's incredible. Anyway, it was nice to see everyone. It's the first time I've been to the pub after it came this season, because last time the weather wasn't so good.
Yeah.
So I went down, met all the chaps, had a rinner. And you know what I suddenly thought?
What?
My old motto.
What?
Kick football out of football.
Don't let a day at the football.
Never let the football get in the way of a good day out at the football. And it's so true.
It is true. It's not easy to do, but it is true.
When we used to do a sports show on another sports channel,
yeah.
I used to sign off with that every week.
Mm.
Till next week. Don't let the football get in the way of a good day at the football. Kick football out of football. Yeah. And I was so pleased when I saw a group of Portsmouth fans had actually made a flag out of it.
I know.
I mean, obviously.
I mean, they needed one.
They needed one. And then started, these flags started cropping up every people at train stations saying, kick football out of football. Never. How was your weekend, Susan?
Very quiet, actually.
Was it?
Thank you, yeah.
So just a few gigs.
Well, how many gigs? Two gigs and an afternoon festival.
I spent a lot of time heavily investing in rewatching The Sopranos.
Nice!
And it's very worth my time.
It was one of the best things. My oldest boy, he'd never seen The Sopranos. It's one of those things. I said, you can't watch it without me. Right. So a couple of weeks, he comes around for dinner. And a couple of nights a week, he comes around for dinner. So we met as our soprano. And it's just been so nice to rewatch it. But it's really good when you watch with someone who's never seen it before.
Mm. Yeah.
Not so you can spoil it, but so you get that kind of fresh eye on it.
Yeah.
And there's so much in there anyway.
It's great rewatching it. I'm noticing a lot more than I did the first time around. And also, it holds up. It doesn't feel too dated. Like, there's little things like with the phones and stuff. But
But Sunt, do you know what I think? You're exactly right, but it much. What you're saying is more true than you think,
right?
Because I think it now stands up like it's set in the late 90s.
Yeah,
a bit like Goodfellas is set back then.
So it doesn't
really make a difference.
It's part of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference. It's so of the time and stylized.
But the music's brilliant.
Yeah,
so good.
But I think it might be. I think it might be the best.
It could be.
Honestly, I think what's great about it is that it starts off and it's very serious.
Yeah.
And then suddenly they just become incredibly funny characters.
Oh. Yeah.
And you're really not sure if you're... I mean, there's scenes like the famous leather jacket one where Tony gets...
I just watched that one.
God, it's
I love
funny.
It.
If you haven't seen it, Tony Soprano, a gangster, he's the boss of his family.
Yeah.
Gets given by another member of the family who he's sort of a real rival with, who's got out of jail, a really horrible,
awful
leather jacket.
Disgusting.
And he sort of expects
but expensive.
Tony, and expensive. No, it was back when he murdered whoever it was, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a jacket he wore when murdering someone.
Mm. And he thought it was a real honour giving it to Tony.
Like, here's a leather jacket I killed that guy in. Yeah. And it's the most horrible sort of purpley... sort of,
it's that really nasty brown leather.
It's horrible.
It's awful.
Anyway, I won't ruin it for you. Do watch that episode because who Tony gives it to and the upshot of it is very, very funny. Mm. Little Si, we're going to talk about your weekend next because you straightened four pictures and.
Well, I fixed my bike saddle.
And you fixed your bike saddle.
Yeah.
That, I know.
Wow.
Mouth-watering prospect, guys.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Fang.
Radio X.
Little Si. It is from podcasts and the delights of Global Player. We go to, what's it called? Runnymede.
Runnymede?
Where do you live?
Berryland.
Surbiton.
Oh, yes.
Surbiton.
It's not Surbiton. It's very much not Surbiton.
And do you know what I was saying to you? When I said to Vanessa, who's also from Surrey, that you lived near Surbiton, I said, he lives near Surbiton. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
But it smells, but it thinks of poo.
Yeah.
Straight away she goes, Berrylands! Oh my God, no! I go, what, you've heard? She goes, oh no, it's legendary. Say it to anyone in Surrey. You drive through there, you know you're there. The whole place
stinks. That section of the A3 where you can smell the area.
The whole area stinks of...
It doesn't.
It does. A thing sticky in your house. No, what? Just a slight sort of, like, quite sticky dust. Like you get on top of things in kitchens if you've been doing some grilling.
It does have a certain tang a couple of times a year.
I wouldn't worry, Little Si. The sewage companies are really fine fellows these days.
Yeah, you can trust.
They'll sort you out.
You can trust them to clear it up.
Yeah.
I bet Berrylands is high on their agenda. I bet
Absolutely.
It's higher than Wales. Hey, guys. Yeah, Little Si.
Mm.
Yeah. You straightened four pictures.
Yeah.
How? But, why were they on? What?
I don't know. Give
me context.
Well, they just got wonky, didn't they?
They just got wonky.
Nice.
Or you put them up.
Did you bash into them while you were practicing the foxtrot?
And did you, little? So, it's like a sort of weird 60s sitcom,
isn't it? No, I like to. If I do go past a picture, I do like to get. I've got this miniature spirit level.
Yeah. Okay.
And So when they do catch my eye and they're a little bit off, I'd get the miniature spirit level out. And I'm with little Si there.
I would use that. I would use that little spirit level.
Do you ever just walk around the house with a screwdriver? Just doing a General Titan. No, have you done that? Good name for a general, though. General Titan.
Just to cinch it all up a bit.
Yeah. It's amazing. I like it. Once you have got a screwdriver out, the amount of damage you can do by suddenly you're just tight tying and then it suddenly just goes really suddenly loose. You think, oh, Christ, I've over-tightened it.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Oh, God, and then suddenly you hear a shelf come down the other side.
And that's when you're, I'm just popping out.
It'd be a really good Oscar-winning short film.
It would.
It just starts off with the guy, he's got a screwdriver, he just, you know, maybe like a Danish or Swedish film.
Yeah.
And just literally ends up with the whole house rubble.
Definitely.
Starts off with tightening a screw.
One little screw.
They sort of...
Oh, man.
The mousetrap effect around that, yeah. Little Si, yeah. I've sort of trapped you here, talking of mousetraps, because what I actually wanted to talk about, I wanted to block out this link for you, because I really wanted to discuss your anniversary.
Yes.
Because a little dicky bird told me, I'm not saying there's any grass.
This is last week. This is last Thursday.
So it's quite, you were in on Friday. There wasn't time to talk to you about it. Mm. And also, this fact hadn't come to light. Now, if you're doing whatever you're doing, put it down. Because I tell you something, this is going to shock you and annoy you. Yeah. So if there's anything that you can use as a weapon, put it down.
Yes.
If you're holding
your
toddler,
own safety and the safety
sure
of others around you.
Make sure all pets are indoors.
Yes, keep away from pets. Toys, anything you might suddenly throttle.
Sure.
Keep it away.
Sure.
Pneumatic drill rules apply. You know that people on pneumatic drills aren't allowed to handle anything fragile afterwards.
Right, because they've got the
sense of grip. Sense of grip.
Wow.
So you can't handle children. You might squeeze them. Yeah. Right. Same rule applies to what I'm about to tell you. Little Si, is it true? Mm-hmm. That what you did on the eve on you went out for lunch for your anniversary.
Lovely lunch.
Yeah.
And what?
You went to the French table. That's a nice place.
Very smart. Yeah.
Came home, I bet, quite sober.
No, but I assumed it was dinner, obviously, being an anniversary.
No, because
it was a lunch.
It was a lunch because dinner was blocked out for. What did you do? Is it true? Okay, tell me what you did and I'll tell you if I think you're telling the truth because I know what you did.
Spit it out.
I did my tax return.
Yep.
How about that?
My God.
Do you live just to give me content? No, I'm saying, but do you sort of think, what's going to be the funniest on, what's going to play best?
At Barclays, we know money can be tricky to navigate. We're here to help you find your way around it. Like saving for a trip away. Because when you want a romantic weekend in Rome, you need to take care of the numerals. With savings goals in the Barclays app, you can set a target and see your progress. So you'll be ordering gelato before you know it. Search savings goals in the Barclays app. Barclays, make money work for you. Savings goals tool only available in the Barclays app with selected savings accounts. T's and C's apply, 16 plus.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
I've got some great news, guys.
Go on.
Really good news.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, for a long time, I've looked at the military and just wondered, when are we going to go into the future? Essentially, it's still guns, isn't it?
Yeah.
And okay, they've now got drones launching them, a few things. But when are we going to get...
Lasers.
Boom! Headline. You've seen it already?
No, I haven't.
Well, yes.
Go on.
You're exactly right.
I can't wait.
But you're a sucker for a laser anyway.
Britain to build world's most powerful laser.
Yes!
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 And this is the way forward.
Are we actually going to do it or is it just plans?
Yes, we are. British scientists to build the world's most powerful laser.
Excellent.
Yes, an £85 million device that they hope will accelerate efforts to harness nuclear fusion.
Wow.
As a source of, I mean, forget all that.
Kind of terrifying. They
brought it down with that. But my point is no one's threatened by people's armies anymore or tanks.
Mm.
But a laser.
Mm. You'd think twice, wouldn't you?
Yes.
You would think twice.
Don't invade Britain.
No, because it's just...
I'd love to be work part of the branding on that, the team who comes up with the marketing strategy
for laser?
And the laser.
Yeah, death ray.
Yeah.
Britain's, or we will launch the death ray.
Well, you think there should
death
be a man
ray.
Called Ray?
Yes, he's
says,
death ray.
I'm death ray.
He's death ray, launches it.
Yeah.
I'd like it if... then we could just take out whatever target we want at any time, any human. They literally show their face out the window, lasered.
Zip.
any leader, laser.
Stick them on a drone.
No one is safe for the laser. They start just running downstairs into underground bunkers, but the laser is just burning through, chasing them.
Just slicing through it all.
Slicing through.
Yeah.
You won't escape the laser.
Like also, a cheese wire.
You'll never escape the laser. It's like a huge cheese wire. It's like a hot knife through butter.
But you're,
when it goes through, yes.
You make it sound like it's just one laser. I want to. There are lots
network.
Of lasers. I want to see.
You're describing a network of lasers.
I want to see networks of lasers, and I want guns that go pew.
Yes.
Pew.
Fantastic. Like Star Wars.
Pew.
Okay. 83936, what do you want to see? So what else I want to see?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see jet ski squadrons.
Yes.
In attack with jet skis.
I
proper
like
stand-up ones with lasers.
I like that.
Oh, they make a nice
boom,
noise.
Boom, boom.
Hang glider squadrons with laser pistols. Because you wouldn't hear them coming.
Underwater cars, Gav. Underwater cars.
Yeah, underwater
carry
cars.
On driving.
Yeah.
Flippers and lots of things convert. Lots of things that convert with buttons.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
More like that.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Tanks, suddenly wings come out, they fly, boom, they're off.
A canal boat turns into a jet.
Right. I don't know if the canal, I think things are bad. Once we get to canal war.
They'll never see it coming.
Wait, we've got to get to the lock. We can do everything. We can make the boats fly, but yeah,
it's the lock has slowed
us
down.
It's the wings in the lock.
That's the problem.
He's off till six, and then when he's back.
Britain should start doing this. We should start having like oil tankers that convert into things.
Oh, definitely.
And swallow submarines. We should look. Yeah. Bond is what we're famous for.
We're
what are we messing
bonds.
Around at?
Yeah.
Mm.
Massive great oil tanker. Suddenly it opens up and inside lasers.
Yes.
Everything is lasers with Britain.
We're known for our lasers.
Yes. Don't go up against the Britons. They're at the forefront of laser weaponry. So it just opens up at the back. And also, the enemy get that awful moment where they know we're charging up.
Oh, no.
Nearly reaching full power, Captain. And then suddenly... And that's it.
Pew, pew.
And also different varieties of not just lasers, but things like photon rays,
right?
Like rays we've never or auton.
Yeah, some things vaporize.
Yes. Yep.
Other things just literally slice you in two, perfectly.
Yes. Yeah. Different things like huge, suddenly sound waves that just go there, and everyone's the ground's shaking. Everyone's just in the country we're attacking, just holding their ears.
Yeah. They can't. They
I think
can't.
All
function.
Of these things have been in a Bond film, haven't
yes,
they?
Yes, they have. Yeah, but I'm not saying they haven't been in films. But I'm saying let's get there, right?
Yeah.
Let's stop messing around with guns and tanks and boats, and let's get to the future because no one's frightened of them anymore.
No, it's right. Yeah.
There's one thing they'll be frightened of: new tech,
sure.
Frightening tech. Yeah.
Pew pew.
Radio X.
A couple have. This is how you really get them incensed in France. I mean, you see, they'll riot about anything.
Anything. Yeah, yeah.
Now, as you know.
Mm.
Although some people, not big fan, you know, I know there's always that British thing about the French.
Mm.
I love the fact they are so
militant.
They're just hands on about stuff.
Naturally,
I like the fact they own their country, don't they?
Yeah.
Because the actual original landowners, what they did was they chopped their heads off.
Yeah.
It turns out
one way of doing it.
It turns out that'll do that.
Mm.
Sure.
So. They're really hands-on. They actually own the country. They haven't got this sort of 5%, 95% of everything. Mm. They haven't got that there.
No.
They're really hands-on. But as a result of that, agriculture and their own produce is really important.
Yeah.
They're really proprietorial about their food.
Sure.
Like, you don't get that in Britain.
No.
No, they have like, Appalachian controllers about
more,
everything.
More food from abroad. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I mean, to be fair, they do have really delicious food.
Yes, right.
Well.
Yeah. Which we didn't do. We had no culture of it and no culture of restaurants at all.
Yeah.
There simply isn't a British working class restaurant. There never was.
No.
Right.
Doesn't exist. It was dining rooms people used to go to, people didn't.
Yeah.
Special occasions, people went to hotels. There wasn't one.
Tea rooms, dining rooms.
Yeah, there was
one. Caf, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, there was. Anyway. So we welcome all foreign food that comes in. Anything from across the sea is like, brilliant!
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're not trying them pizzas! They've got these new pizza things! You're not trying them new kebabs from Greece! Oh, amazing! All we got in this country is pie.
Yeah.
Pie?
Yeah, pie.
Pie?
Pies are British.
They are.
Well, okay. Gav.
Yeah?
This is going to do it in France.
What did they do? Go on.
A French couple... served McDonald's hamburgers at their wedding reception to mixed reactions.
Yeah, I bet.
Ah, non!
Exposing the country's ambiguous appetite for fast food.
Mm.
I don't think that exposes it particularly. It's widely known that the French despair of the fact that McDonald's is hugely popular.
It's massively popular.
It's massively
popular. Everywhere it is, it's popular.
Yes, because it's delicious.
That's right.
Because it's you go in there, and there's no, like the other day, I went to Shake Shack across there. Yeah. It's really off burger. It's rubbish.
Was it not
yeah.
good?
Yeah. The bacon was rock hard.
Oh, man.
And it just wasn't good. It was really slimy. It wasn't good. I'm sorry, guys, but it wasn't. Yeah. Although the chips were just crispy and really nice.
Really?
Even though it's a crinkle cut, yeah. yeah. But it's rubbish. Yeah. So that means I won't go back there for a while.
No, and McDonald's are famous for being exactly the same
right.
every single time you go.
And also, literally... That happens as soon as you see them arches.
It's done,
already, yeah. your taste buds are starting to go...
I also quite enjoy going to a McDonald's abroad to see what else they've got on the menu, which we yeah! don't get. It's always fun. Ooh, what have they got here?
Hey, what's that?
Hey, you know, in Spain, they do a kind of cheesy thing. They do a McQueso. Hey, what's this? Oh, jamon. Anyway, So Thomas Bilodeau and his wife, Coeli, ordered more than 300 hamburgers, wraps, nuggets and other items from the local branch of the American chain to feed their guests.
Wow.
When they got married at the weekend. Don't see it as American, see it as a worldwide chain. Also, hamburgers, come on. Mm. Yeah, France not so very far from Hamburg.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm.
Mm. And the French fries.
Yes, they plus French McDonald's, fries. Very Scottish.
Sure.
What's that noise?
I don't know. In a country that likes to regard itself as the cradle of fine gastronomy, the absence of such delicacies as foie gras went down badly with some of the more traditional members of the family, according to the bride.
Yeah.
What, they're expecting foie gras at a wedding? Get out of here.
What?
No one has 200 foie gras people. For 300 people.
They've saved themselves a few quid there, definitely.
What, foie gras for 300?
Yeah, that's going to be...
crazy.
So I'd like to do it at McDonald's. I don't know if anyone out there has ever done this, but I'd really like to try this. I'm tempted.
Go on.
I'd like to go and buy a load of Big Macs, yeah, but say I don't want any meat at all. And don't get it soggy. I just want the buns.
All of it. Yes.
And then I want to make my own really nice McDonald's, like thin hamburger patties.
Yeah. Prime.
Because I once had a hamburger in Hamburg. I had a Frankfurter in Frankfurt. No, I do stuff like that. Yeah, but I had a hamburger in Hamburg.
Yeah.
And it was really thin.
Yeah.
So it was a little layer of cheese on top of it. It was a sandwich. It was
delicious.
It was a steak.
Was it really good?
It was like
good?
A steak tartare sandwich, almost heated up like ground meat. Mm. It's just insane.
Yeah.
It's one of the nicest. I think it's the best hamburger I've ever had. And it
when
was
I
in
make
Hamburg.
Them at home.
Mind you, I'd had a lot to drink.
I make them as thin as the mince can get. Well, I spread it onto a little side plate, so it's really thick.
Do you? Critical thickness?
I put it in cling film and I peel it off.
Do you?
Yeah, and then it shrinks anyway. It's about the size of a bun by the time you cook it.
Anyway, that's exactly what I want to do. Oh. So I want, because I love everything around it, I can't help thinking, because I know they're obviously not using the best meat on earth.
No,
I don't
want to
shock some listeners. Yeah. I'd love to try. Do you know what I'd do if I was running McDonald's?
What?
I'd open up old McDonald's.
Okay.
What? Haggis burgers?
No, the equivalent of like their sort of upper end thing.
Oh, yeah.
Their upper end, like an old school diner.
Yeah.
Like old McDonald's.
I like it.
But they'd say that would undermine the brand.
Sure.
No, I just would I'd love to try a Big Mac with amazing meat in it, with all the stuff that's... Because if it tastes that good...
You've made me try that.
Christ knows what's in the patty.
Yeah.
Imagine.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
How are you today, Dr. Templeton?
Good, thank you.
How are you, Gav?
I'm very good.
Since I ask you,
yes.
Generally, people do.
How are you? How are you?
Thank you. And
how
we got there in the end.
Do you know something? Yesterday, when I nipped out to the loo, because I have quite an elaborate process, because I've got a big thigh, and it's hard to. I've done my knee in a bizarre toilet incident.
You have got the thighs of a yeoman. You do.
Sorry, you've hurt your knee whilst using the loo.
Well, no, I wasn't using the loose because I don't like, in these loose particularly, my trousers going on the ground.
Right, so it's risky situation.
Right,
yeah,
but then again, if I do go to the loo, I like to take my trousers off.
Sure.
Sorry?
Yes, he de-trousers completely.
I didn't know this. When you use the... Is this just at work?
No, I've always done it.
It's a gentleman's procedure.
I've done it since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Always take my trousers off.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, I always take my trousers off.
That's really bizarre.
Because your legs are... otherwise, your legs are inhibited by the trousers.
They are shackled.
You might as well be... It's like when you hobble a horse and you just put those tethers between
it. Yeah, but the alternative is having... breezy legs. Aren't you cold legs? Oh,
breezy legs. Don't
threaten me with a good time.
Breezy legs. Breezy legs.
You take your trousers off, completely off.
Yeah, put one on the hook.
Do you take your shoes off,
I take one shoe off.
Just one?
Yeah, you only...
Left or right?
It's a tie. I take one shoe off and then I go down that...
You release that trouser leg.
I put that...
You put that shoe back on?
No, I put that shoe then on a newspaper on the ground.
Oh, to cover any eventuality.
Not at home, I don't.
No.
When I'm here, because I don't want to step there.
Yeah.
And I don't want my trousers dragging along the ground.
Where do you put your trousers?
On the hook, on the door.
He hangs them up like a salesman does with his jacket in the back of the car, yeah.
What? I take my trousers off while I'm standing on a newspaper. Do you want to paint a picture? Because I just did.
What if there is no hook?
There's always a hook.
Is there always a hook? I've never noticed. There's always a hook.
If not, generally I'll bring a paperclip.
Right.
Because that'll work as a hook.
No, you can always find something. I've always got a paperclip on me.
Such a complicated
process. No, but if you always carry a paperclip, it's amazing things you can do with it. Like you can get your SIM card out of your phone. You can use them as little on the side as a screwdriver. You can always hang things up.
You can get rid of that little bit of fluff in the charging hole.
Particularly on planes, when you can just put it through the fabric, it means you can hang things up.
Don't distract me from this whole you taking your trousers off to go to the loo thing.
Yes, I do, yes.
So, and then...
But at home, I needn't go through. I needn't hang it up. I just have it just on one leg.
You don't have to because you've got a heavy shag pile carpet in your bathroom at home.
Yes, of course I have. Yeah.
Much more luxurious.
But it's also... You've got it if you've got a sunken bath.
Sure.
And you're watching three TV sets.
Absolutely.
So how do you hurt your knee?
And also, that way it's just nice.
Have you still got the red light bulbs in your bathroom?
Yes, but it's nicer as well because I always smoke a cigar in the bathroom while I'm watching telly.
And making some long-distance calls.
Making long-distance calls.
Do you have a scotch in there?
Look at this guy. look at you eating, drinking.
So how'd you hurt your knee?
Because while I was standing on one leg, doing the other trouser leg.
It put too much pressure on
the
knee.
I didn't want the trousers to touch the floor. If you'd seen the floor, you'd know why.
I don't know why they would touch the floor. Mine have never touched the floor.
Because you don't take your trousers off, do you, in the loo? But when you are in the loo...
You don't need to go that low.
I'm not good. No. I'm not like, no. What, you keep yours all up when you're on the loo?
So they don't touch the floor.
Yeah, right. Just, okay.
This is great radio.
No, but you can't. I know, but I can't operate with that lack of splay. I don't want to be too graphic. Okay, fair enough.
You don't use that word.
Okay, I'm just saying, what do you want me to do? Paint a picture. Radio X. Sorry, there's been an amazing response to my procedure.
Your toilet chat.
Yeah, really. I never thought we'd get into some toilet talk. But some of you really, you really want to know. You're asking me to put it on Instagram and all sorts.
We've had a question here, Johnny. Cubicle chat. If wearing a suit jacket, on or off the hook?
Oh, yes. Do you put your jacket over the trousers?
I think a jacket's going on the hook,
It's really important, that you, once you're in the cubicle, first of all, you don't want anything touching the floor.
That's the first priority,
at all.
Well, you're checking the seat of the toilet too, as well.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, always check that. That goes without saying. Don't come in with like yellow belt stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Duncan from Wimborne wants to know, TJ, is this just on a cubicle visit or whilst using the urinal? Because that would be a real alpha move.
Trousers down at urinal. I do like that. Sometimes,
trousers off.
Trousers
hanging
off.
Hanging up.
Oh, man.
Don't mind me.
I'm going to stop. No, but I think that's... Yeah, you don't drop
it. I won't be long, gents.
Sorry, this is. I did my leg in yesterday during a visit to the loo. Here at Global Towers, because I just cricked my knee.
Sure.
When standing on one leg, doing what I call the heron, before
it's like a chiropractor's trouser talk.
The long and short of it is, you take your trousers off when you visit the
and hang them up. Yeah.
Well, so I was doing what I call the pink flamingo.
Sure. Yeah.
No, I was doing the heron stance before I went in there. Just on one leg, so you got to take. You don't want anything touching the ground. It's sure. really hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that. I mean, sometimes in cubes, if you, it's like that game where you have to take the loop around the wire. You know,
absolutely.
That,
yeah,
that used
yeah,
to get at school fairs.
Sure.
If you
sure.
don't want to touch the ground, so you hang that up. And yes, generally, as a general rule, I take as much off when I'm in the cubicle as possible.
Sure.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't want to be what I call encumbered.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, you take your shirt off as well?
I take everything off.
Everything.
Really?
Yeah. Well, not quite everything, but I'll take most of it. I'll take trousers and pants off, yeah. Because I don't want anything sweeping around the floor region.
Sure.
Or at the... Also, people leave their shirts on. Hello? Have a look what's going on behind you
There's
on the seat.
There's a flap. Oh. Yeah.
There's a bit of shirt there right where someone else's butt cheeks have been.
That's
now,
true, yeah.
If you... Say, God forbid, you got run over or something.
Yes.
And they looked at suddenly DNA.
Oh,
and
man.
Suddenly on the back of your shirt, they found, like,
your
Christ
cubicle history is all over
we
it.
We don't
yeah,
quite
yeah.
know what went on that. yeah. We don't quite know what went on that afternoon.
Once they get that like, blue light on there,
as far as
yeah.
we can work out, he met up with three other men in a cubicle.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Okay, Gav, Chinese space scientists.
Yeah.
This is China at their very, very best. Yeah, I love it.
Go on.
So they've got India, which is just stalking them on that world's most populous country. Show,
yes,
yeah?
Yeah.
It's just annoying them. They're going to pip them at this rate by 2050.
They even had a bit of hand-to-hand combat on the border between the two countries.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just getting at one a little point. Bit... Also... China's got 23% of the world's people living below the poverty line. Yeah, yeah, they're getting smashed by India on that one. They've got 42%.
Wow.
China doesn't stand a chance against that kind of poverty.
Not a chance. No.
So China's space scientists have challenged India's claims to have landed a spacecraft near the moon's south pole.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. They're saying the landing spot's coordinates, they're too far away to count.
Really?
Yes.
They're saying it's not South Pole at all.
They're saying that the Chandrayaan 3 mission made India the fourth country to land successfully on the moon.
Yeah.
No one disputes that it got closer to the moon South Pole than any previous mission.
Yeah.
But China's saying it didn't get to the South.
Right.
Really?
So China's done it. Russia's
close
got
but no cigar.
Russia's right.
Right.
Close but no cigar.
Yeah.
Exactly right, Dr. Sinta Templeton.
That's going to probably irritate India
that's
quite a lot,
them.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It said that at a position of 69 degrees south. Sorry, mate. That's nowhere near.
You might call it the pole, I know.
You call that the South Pole.
Don't think so. No.
That's pretty.
The definition of the polar regions on the moon is complicated by its tilt. That is a problem there.
Right.
And its rotation. I don't know if you've ever gone on the so-called internet and had a look at how the moon revolves.
Is it a constant tilt or does it alter?
It's a constant. Well, don't be all, is it constant?
Well, I don't know. That's why I thought you meant maybe that's why it was complicated.
Sagittarius. anyway, but if you do it, it creates this rhythm. I think it's the source of life on Earth, a bit like electric motors, because it creates like a rhythm.
Yeah.
Right.
I think you don't have intelligent life unless there's something intelligible going on there, and I think the sort of rhythm.
Yeah, that's our gyroscope.
Yes,
flywheel.
Right. Because you can't. Everything's got to beat to a certain rhythm, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
It began in Africa. Anyway, the definition of the polar regions on the moon is complicated by its tilt and rotations, which are different from the Earth's. The moon has a day lasting 14 Earth days.
Right.
The Earth's tilt creates Arctic and Antarctic regions that at some points in the year have 24-hour daylight or nighttime. If carried over to the moon, that would put the Indian rover in the Antarctic.
Right.
But because the moon has a far smaller tilt, space scientists, I love to see the words space scientists, they say that... it's a long way from its polar region.
The angle shifts it over a bit. Yeah,
from how its polar region is defined, right. Yeah. And so the Chinese are saying, doesn't count. Sorry, mate. Sorry, not having it. Waste of time. You're telling us nothing.
Not even close.
Not even close. Like Sutter says. Close, but no cigar.
Nice. Yeah?
In Mandarin.
There we go. I hope it's that, anyway.
I hope so, too.
You never know once you start messing around with the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, you never know.
Hey,
X.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
I'm your man, TJ, telling you, sometimes just go on gut instinct, yeah? If you think about things, you never do anything.
It's true. It's true. Head down. Sometimes you just got to put your head down.
There's a school of thought that says once you've made your mind up, then you can then leave it a while. Because sometimes you need all the information before you actually act. But make
before
it,
you commit, yeah.
But start on down the path before you start thinking too much about things. Because do you know what? Once you start thinking about it, it's never more yes.
No, you can always think of more reasons no,
yes.
Can't you?
Yeah.
You just get paralysed in the situation.
I think all the worst decisions I've ever made in my life have been when I haven't gone with my gut.
Right, sure.
When I've thought about it too long.
Yeah, analysed it too much.
Yes, yeah. Like instinctively when I just sort of think, attack. That's always been good.
Always.
I've never been wrong
with
that.
Oh, no, it's never gone wrong.
When I get that fight or flight thing,
sure.
Always fight.
Yep.
Sure.
And I've never, fight, you'll be right.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's great advice.
That's what my dad told me when they took him away.
Always fight, you'll be right.
Yeah, that's what he said when they stuck him in the police van.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Always fight, son!
Radio X.
Gav, let's have a hero. What do you got for us today? Because you told me it was a filthy rich guy.
Yes.
You wouldn't specifically say, but you said for 24 hours, he's been going round and round your heroic little slot like a heavyweight maniac.
Absolutely right.
Sounds painful.
So the hero today, Johnny, is a man called Joel Wolf Barnardo.
Oh,
Barnardo, sorry.
Motor guy.
Yes, he lived from 1895 to 1948.
Yes.
He was born today in London into a very wealthy family.
Yeah, lots of people are, because it's the big day, isn't it? We know that now.
Sure, absolutely. When he was only 2 years old in 1897, his father died, and he inherited a fortune with, quote, the monies held in trust. At school, he was a keen sportsman, and he grew up fully immersed in various sports. He would practice endlessly. He used to get obsessed with different sports, and he would hire top instructors because he was very wealthy. He was built, incidentally, like a heavyweight boxer, a really heavily built bloke.
Not like Tyson Fury.
No, not quite, though. More like Flashman. Anyway, in 1925, he won the Duke of York Trophy for motorboat racing. He was a keen shot, an avid horse breeder, a strong swimmer, a decent amateur boxer, and he played tennis to a country house level.
Oh, no, don't go.
Which is hilarious.
Should I just tell you something?
That's the funniest I've ever heard. It's what little Si aspires
save
to.
Save it for the kickabout on Saturday. We'll do the different levels.
A country house level.
Would you watch a country house tennis tournament?
No, of course not.
On telly?
Maybe I would, yes.
I definitely would. Hello there, welcome to...
And you know they used to get ringers in. The big families would bring in that Australian fellow
welcome to
for
Welbeck.
The doubles.
Welcome to Welbeck Manor. Today we've got an absolute clash of the titans for you. The Duke of Derbyshire he's recruited a semi-professional. He's well within his rights. In a game of mixed doubles, of course, with Lady Havisham.
Hilarious. Right. He played golf at Coombe Hill Golf Club in Kingston.
Hey, I remember that.
He used to play with the club pro Archie Comston, who was a friend of Edward VIII's.
Yes, Edward VIII, of course, Gav. Mm. This is a big poster on... I'm a member of that golf club.
I know you are. Okay. This is one of the details that brought my eye to his story.
Well, get this, Gav.
Go on.
In the entrance to Coombe, and I've a little sign, big sign, I've seen this, you can see the picture of Edward VIII being denied entrance to the club.
Well, because he wasn't dressed correctly.
No, because he wasn't a member. At that time, it was members only, and they just didn't get it. They said, no, you can't. Sorry, sir.
That's so funny. Yeah. In World War One, he served as an officer in the Royal Field Artillery. With the Royal Field Artillery in France, Egypt, and Palestine. In 1928 to 1930, he played cricket for Surrey as a wicketkeeper.
Did he?
During World War II, incidentally, he was a wing commander in the Air Force, and his daughter was an air auxiliary pilot. You know, one of the transport pilots. But during the late 20s and early 30s, he was one of the Bentley boys. These was a group of wealthy men who just bought and raced Bentleys. He took it a bit further, though, because he bought the company.
Did he?
Because W.O. Bentley was struggling, and he wanted him to carry on building these cars, so he bought Bentley. But he wasn't just rich. Having got into racing in 1921 with his Woolsey Moth...
Oh, is that what it's called? Yeah,
that was one of the cars he had. He went on to win at Brooklands in 1930 with his new Bentley. W.O. Bentley said he was the best driver we ever had. He never made a mistake and he always followed orders. It must have been true because he won Le Mans three times from 1928, 1929 and 1930. He also won a thing called the Blue Train Race. Do you know what that was?
What?
It was a race from Cannes to Calais to beat the train.
Oh, oh.
Sort of Top Gear.
When did it all become so dull?
I know, what a race. What That's a how race. Much better than the Tour de That's France.
Well, because nowadays, I tell you what, there's some trains that really get a few, that really, really speed along.
Absolutely,
like
yeah.
China, you'd, there's one that
you'd
goes
need
like,
a Formula One car, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Right.
What an event that
what
would be.
What an event would be, that would be, to repeat exactly what you just said.
Yeah. He only lived till 1948. He died of complications in an operation. He was only 52. But let's salute Wolf Barnarton.
Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7. Thang. Salute you.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
I'm not doing a top 10 this hour.
Okay.
No, okay.
Because I want to start getting some stories in, else people got no social chit-chat for the evening.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You know, so many people, you go out for dinners on Tuesdays.
That's right,
or
yeah.
You're invited around to people's houses.
Bridge evenings.
Yes.
Yeah. Just catching up with your other half after work.
Neighbourhood cheese and wines.
That's right, yeah.
But I'm going to give you the stuff to let you really mingle with joy.
Yep.
Sure. Okay.
Mingle with care. Okay. Sorry.
But Johnny Vaughan's mingling topics.
No, I've just got these are my minglers.
Go on.
Okay.
Mingler, electric cars. That's bound to crop up at any suburban little cheese and wine in the city. I just got one.
Topic.
Mine's a Heckler Koch. It's part of something I've been developing in the Ministry of Defence. I can't really discuss it.
Right.
But it looks like a badger.
Okay.
An angry badger.
Yeah, it looks like a very angry badger. But I am really disappointed with the rate of charge points. And as I look around for charge points, I'm thinking, well, if everyone does get an electric car,
yeah,
what's going to happen?
Yeah,
chaos.
You go to those charging stations, it takes so long.
And that's once you're charging.
Yes,
not
I mean,
queuing,
I'm discouraging everyone from getting them because I don't want to rush on the charging station. At the moment, I'm going to tell you, I'm getting to them no problems. It's extraordinary being able to go that far and spend so little.
Yeah.
It's quite, you really believe, and there's no congestion charge, you come into London. Yeah. If I park on a charging point, I don't pay parking.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, look at your face, your absolute joy
it's
in your face.
It's unbelievable how much I'm shaving. It's crazy.
You sound a little bit like Little Si here, so you want to be careful there.
It is crazy.
Yeah,
so don't get one. They're a waste of time.
Yeah, don't do it. Yeah.
I can't put you off enough. Although I was looking at an article or an item on social media, which is a chap in America talking about how it needs about the engine for a lorry, like a proper big truck.
Yeah.
Would be about £8,000.
The battery.
Yes, to wear. So you're looking at two of those. You need about 16 tons.
You load 16 tons. What do you get?
And the thing about that is that he's got a friend who had a trucking company.
Mm.
And to get a charger for all the trucks.
To switch the whole fleet to electric.
Yes, and then to get the
the infrastructure.
The kilowatt
the
plant.
Yeah.
To charge them all overnight. He put in an application for it.
Yeah.
And it was more than the city they're basing it in. It was drawing more current for 50 trucks to charge them overnight than the whole town took.
That's not going to work, is it?
Yeah, so don't get one. Don't get involved. Leave it to people like me and Si.
Yeah.
Leave it to the early adopters.
The vanguard.
It is vanguardism.
You are a vanguard.
But not in the sense of like a Marxist-Leninist.
Sure, sure.
Okay, next up. This is extraordinary and incensed me. I hate anything that grinds down the great English pub. Yeah?
Yes.
So, pub staff, this is the greatest threat to freedom of speech in the history of man.
Okay. Go on.
At the moment, pub sales are down 48%, yeah?
Yeah.
Since COVID started.
Yeah.
So attendance is down 48%. But there's more booze being sold.
Right.
And yet they're trying to discourage people from going to the pub. At least people are getting sociably drunk there.
Yeah,
in a responsible sort of way.
Yeah.
But this is miles better. If the amount of alcohol being drunk in total has gone up marginally, Yeah. Everyone's just doing it at home.
Yeah.
And
people just looking for Bob because of the cost of living crisis.
Yeah.
So people are going to the off-license, loading up, and just getting obliterated at home. At least at the pub, you've got people vaguely sort of going, easy.
Yeah, you've got someone to cut you off.
Yeah, you've got someone going, easy, sons.
So, you know, you're doing it sociably. You don't want to be the messy friend. You're out with your mates.
Right.
You all...
Yeah, there's a bit of social consciousness. Easy, sons, the night is young, my love.
Exactly.
You know, friends who say things like that.
Yeah.
Whoa, don't get that sunter anymore.
No more shots for her.
Pub staff are to be told to stop using phrases such as, same again.
What? Really?
And shall I make that a double?
Oh.
Really?
I like that.
Yeah. It's accommodating.
I mean, if I've just got around for eight people, they go, and they're not allowed to say same again. They go, what can I get you? I go,
you've got to reel it all off again.
And then you
and then
say same again.
I'll go, same again.
Yeah, right.
Well, am I not allowed to say it either?
You can say it.
Okay, fair enough. And then what's the point of anyone getting involved? The advice features an updated training guides produced by the alcohol industry. Yeah, right. And lastly, keep saying same again, ignore them.
Mm.
Especially if I'm behind them in the queue.
Sure.
And also, the only thing I'd ban, or I'd have separately, is definitely someone who's just on pints, please.
Yeah, because that's so much faster.
Yeah, what I don't want is someone going, six mojitos, please.
Oh, man,
like,
my
no,
heart
No, I just
sinks.
Wanted a vodka and tonic.
Yeah.
And lastly, Manilow beats Presley's reign to become the king of Vegas. Barry Manilow has made it. He's broken the residency record in Las Vegas, held by Elvis Presley. Can I just say, Barry Manilow... He's 80.
Yeah.
Elvis died at 42 in 1977.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's like when they talk about people's scoring records internationally, thinking, have you seen how many games Bobby Charlton played in for England? He played in about 40. You know, they do that in a year now. That's just friendlies. Anyway, he's not even approaching Elvis.
He hasn't even gone chubby.
He just looks like a peacock with a man's face.
X.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Just read a disturbing headline in the paper, Gav.
Go on.
This is about the Rugby World Cup. Mm. If you're passive in the scrum, this is a quote. It's a quote from Stephen Kitchoff. And it just get this. You ready?
Yeah.
If you're passive in the scrum, you'll be eaten alive.
That seems a bit much.
It's a bit of a threat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although it'd be amazing to happen.
I mean, there are children who watch live rugby. It's not appropriate.
But also, I still think visually it'd be spectacular. Someone came out, it was just bones picked, and the players like just with blood around their muzzles.
Sure, I mean, there's something very Circus Maximus about it. Yeah,
they came out and literally when the scrum moved away, there were half-eaten bodies. Left on the pitch. You can see someone literally, and a player just standing there with someone holding a shin bone.
And you can see the remains of Jenkins there.
Yes.
My God. He must have been passive in the scrum.
Look at the look in the second or forward's eyes as he devours this opposing hooker's thigh bone.
Due to being passive in the scrum.
And one of the flankers that grabs it off him as if to say, there's a wee bit of meat left on that.
Wow. I mean, the commitment required.
Unbelievable.
You'd really show you were really committed then, wouldn't you?
Yes, you would. You really would do.
I think so, yeah.
But eaten alive.
I know.
It'd be an odd feeling.
I mean, if they put a bit of music to it, maybe, or some kind of fireworks.
Well, if you read the... right. Yeah, fire enough. No, I think for eating alive, there's no barbecue.
Because then it's just terrifying.
It would be, definitely. Fire and cannibalism. It's a heady mix.
Yeah.
Do you know what, though?
Go on.
In that book, which I bang on about, Desperate Journeys, Abandoned Souls, which everyone...
It's horrible stories.
Everyone must have it by their bedside, a selection of short stories, big book.
Mm.
of awful things that have happened at sea. Your father would have loved it.
Right. Mm.
It'd have been his Bible. Okay.
Things people should never have to go through. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And makes you really glad you're in bed at home.
Really does. Yeah, but also, but it does go through, which I think is an important thing in life, is you forget what it is when you're in that situation. When you start, I mean, the Navy has provisions for drawing lots for who eats who.
Well, they've got to be practical, yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah. Yes, they've got, the Royal Navy's got provisions for if there is a plank floating around from the boat, and you're on the plank, and an officer swims up to you, is he still your officer? After you've abandoned ship.
Yeah, is there seniority
What's
there?
What's the deal? And the answer is, if it can take the weight of two, he is still your captain of that plank.
Can you imagine them debating that?
Yeah, but if he... But if it goes down, that's it. No.
You're just two equal men then. Yeah,
that's yours.
Wow.
Yeah, there's provisions in there for... going onto islands where they might need a bit of genetic variety, and sailors going on the island and providing it.
Wow.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Aww. Yes, in case of interbreeding.
Well, they think of everything, don't they?
That's so old school, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
They think of the most horrible,
horrible things.
Situations.
But they say the hands, that little bit of meat there in the hand.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm on a finger and the bit below the knuckle.
It's the equivalent of the bicep, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But in miniature, the knuckles. Yeah,
the finger's bicep.
Sure, yeah.
Really tasty. They used to fight over those.
Did they? Delicious.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Although, in the book, it says it feels really odd to eat a hand. Because for a while, it kind of feels like your own with pins and needles sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A bit
of course
weird.
It would feel
You've got
weird,
to be a
yeah.
bit careful in case you sort of follow through.
You need a different kind of serving suggestion, something to disguise it.
Yeah, you maybe. Do, yeah, yeah. yeah. Or a sauce.
Sure.
The other thing is, it's really hard when they used to...
Bread board
When they used to try people afterwards, you know, for it, because you had to always answer for it in court.
Yeah.
It's very hard. It's particularly... After everyone had retired for lunch and come back for the afternoon session, to understand that we're all only about 10 days away from definitely eating each other. That's about how long it takes before everyone starts to... Yeah, which are you 10 days away from? I know, but once you've had lunch, it's really hard to imagine that, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, it'd be a weird...
No, I told you...
After dinner
When I got stuck in a lift with Salt and Pepper...
Yeah.
Yeah, and their DJ Spinderella in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in there for... I don't know, we were in there for about 2 hours, and I suddenly thought... That I would, you know, could I eat them?
Right.
And I thought, I thought, hey, at least I've got seasoning. Yay!
Radio X.
Do you want a little glimpse at a grim future?
Yeah, go on,
guys. Because I do.
If we must.
Okay.
Go on.
First of all, scientists, just to say, first up, just because I'm going to give you the tools to mingle.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists have lingering doubts about the true scale of long COVID.
Oh, really?
They just don't know how it's going to affect us.
Right. Oh, man.
The burden of long COVID may have been overestimated because of reliance of low-quality research. The other problem with that is...
overestimated?
Yes,
oh, that's good, then.
Yes, absolutely. I'm giving you the good news first because I want to leave you on a real down note.
Okay.
Cheers.
No, what's great about it, though, is that I know so many people who I've been to stay at the house weekends. They go, you know he's got long COVID, don't you?
Right.
And I've actually got there, yeah?
Yeah.
I think it's funny, isn't it? Because it almost appears exactly like a hangover. Uh-huh. I'm not belittling anyone who's generally got it. It must be awful. Every single person I know.
Yeah.
Every single one who's, I've been told, they've got long COVID is also a massive drinker.
I'm a lingering drinker.
And just wants to be... And literally, a sports fan.
Right,
And just wants to be left alone just to watch the cricket, please.
Yeah, because you could run that for a few years.
He can't. He literally can't. Some days he can't do anything.
Yeah, can hardly.
I'm thinking, he couldn't anyway. I mean, he barely did. He says he literally, some days he can't get up.
He's on the sofa. He's stuck to
yesterday
that sofa.
He watched the whole test match in bed.
Got deliveries.
No, I brought him a tray up.
Deliveroo.
I went out and I came back. There's like literally three takeaways and a load of cans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice. Anyway, so scientists have lingering doubts about the true scale long. You'll never get at the stats on that.
No.
You know, it's like bad back for coppers.
Yeah, it's unquantifiable.
No, it hurts there. Can I have my pension?
Yeah.
That's it.
Definitely.
Well, I got a back injury very early serving the constabulary, yeah. And it recurs every time I can't be asked to go to work.
That's right. And then they're caught mountain climbing a week
exactly
later.
Yeah. Right. They're saying sponsored for charity. They can't help doing. No one can resist charity work.
No. Go on.
How about this? This is the big one of the week. Noisy Turkey's owner has been found guilty of harassment. A retired accountant has been found guilty of harassment after she waged social media campaign against her neighbours during a bitter feud about littering and her turkeys.
Right.
The woman posted a series of videos on YouTube of her arguments with her neighbours in the village of... it's a village in Cheshire.
Yeah.
They called it Cluckingham Palace. It's good, isn't it?
Splendid.
Yeah, it's really good.
Anyway, neighbours called Cheshire Police after she verbally abused them. Because people complained, they complained about the smell and the gobbling noises.
Oh, man, it would drive you nuts. Yeah,
yeah, right. In one video, she called a neighbour a, quote, little fat bully with a skivvy wife.
Nice.
Oh, man.
And because he remonstrated with her for deliberately blocking his driveway with large pieces of foam. Yeah. This got really hateful, this.
Wow.
Delightful story, though.
Mm.
She claimed she was being targeted due to her Lithuanian heritage and said her neighbours were lying Brexiteers with possible pre-senile dementia.
Wow.
And
she went in.
No, but they're really forgiving about it, actually. They said, I'm just hoping that's the end of the matter. I hope she gets what she needs out of it, the correct help. They've been so nice.
Yeah.
But she said, it's all about toadyism and Brexit and the colour people who are very unpleasant.
Oh.
I wish I'd gone to the court with COVID, because at least I've had my chance to have my say. See, once again, using it as an excuse. Okay. And last up, in 250 million years' time, the seven continents of the Earth will no longer exist.
Oh!
So, Brexiteers, you know, ha ha ha.
It's all coming together in one big lump,
ha,
isn't it?
Ha ha.
There you go.
Ha ha.
Yeah, we will be part of right. Europe, literally.
One
yeah.
big landmass. Ha ha ha.
A big union.
It'll make the channel tunnel seem like a waste of time, but
yeah.
still,
yeah.
250 million years, the seven continents of the Earth will no longer exist. What remains will be a vast supercontinent called Pangaea Ultima, where scorching conditions will cause the extinction of mammalian life. Yeah, are you still happy, Brexiteers? Are you listening, Farage?
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Wow, it's crying lightning. Arctic monkeys and Radio X, the mankeys.
The Arctic mankeys.
I've got an old video, the story of the blues,
a
Chelsea video, which I had on VHS.
Oh, right, nothing to do with the style of music.
No, the story of the blues, Chelsea. Yeah. But there's a couple of brilliant, you know, just old school bits of commentary that I just like. The whole thing's a load of rubbish.
Yeah.
But... there's a great bit of commentary from Ken Wurstenholm, the guy who's famous for some of them crowded on the pitch.
Yeah, they think
it's all over.
Yeah,
it is now.
Yeah.
But there's this bit where one of Drake's ducklings, that's his Ted Drake, who managed Chelsea for when they won the first division in 1955.
Yeah.
And he's gone, and this and a striker takes it round someone. He goes, "Oh, you cheeky monkey!" which is really nice.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, they should still
you
do
cheeky,
that.
Oh, you cheeky monkey!
And then, that rascal.
And then they just sort of cut to it's Drake's ducklings,
right?
It's Drake's ducklings, not Drake Diamonds, because
and
they just cut to him at one point on the sidelines. He goes, "Come on, me little ducklings!"
Oh,
sounds like George Ford.
Come on, he does sound exactly. Come on, me little duckling.
Radio X.
Hey guys, 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Do you know Britons have pulled the plug on bath time to save money?
What?
Do you have baths?
I do, yeah.
Gav, I was talking to Sunta and looking at her.
Okay, go on.
Come to you in a second.
I thought you meant generally, sorry.
No.
I might have one bath a week, and it's more like a treat, like I light a candle, glass of wine, book,
couple
or a nice podcast,
wine.
Couple of glasses of wine. Some nice, like, salts or nice bubbles.
What salts you bust? What salts you bust in there?
Epsom salts.
Yeah, right.
Some nice smelly things. That's my bath.
So, so a bath for you is an event?
Exactly. Shower every day.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Sales.
Where is? Sorry, where's my other half? Bath every day.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's an aristocrat.
He's so old school.
He's profligate.
I do as well.
Yeah. He's profligate. So you bath every day, Gav?
I don't have a shower.
Don't you?
No.
You never shower?
No. I like them, but we don't have one in my house.
Look, you haven't got a shower in your whole house.
Haven't got a
single
shower
in your house. Doesn't exist anywhere in my house.
So your kids always have a bath, they don't shower either?
Every day.
In the middle of summer when it's super hot, do you not just fancy a shower?
Nice cold bath.
Okay, listen. Sales figures from PZ Cussons, the consumer giant whose brands include Imperial Leather Soap.
Yeah.
Carex hand wash, an original source shower gel. But they also make some very good talc.
Uh-huh. Oh, do they? Uh-huh.
Yes, they make Cossack talc. I don't know what they make. But they've pointed to a change in washing habits and more customers swap baths for showers to reduce their water and energy bills. Do you know, I haven't had a bath for about 4 years. I don't bother with them.
Mm. No.
You're just lying in your filth.
Sure.
Showers much quicker.
Yes.
Also, I have real trouble physically in baths.
Mm.
Physically.
How so?
Because when you're shifting around a body like this, when you got to lug this monster around,
sure.
Look at me. Then it's just a joke because I get wedged in there. I just run literally 6 inches in and I sit in it and it literally floods over
sure.
to the top.
Sure.
So the amount is ridiculous. I keep having to top it up every 2 seconds to keep it hot. Logistically, it's a nightmare.
But surely you're all about the cold ice baths after you've had, like, say you've been on a weekend of...
Oh, sure. But that's a portable thing. They're not real baths like that.
Sure.
No, but also you do glacier running as well, don't you?
I do a lot of glacier running and stuff like that. Yeah, sure. But I wouldn't ever have a bath. Also, I'm really worried about the effect it has on blood pressure, on your heart, stuff like that.
Oh, really?
They're really unhealthy.
You don't find it relaxing.
How many times when you get out of a bath do you get like a bit of a head rush?
Yeah, well, especially if the bath's hot.
Yes.
Don't have it so hot. Though.
I don't have it so hot, no.
But if you get a bath, it's so nice, or real hot in there. You get it?
It's so nice.
It's so nice. So you got a crouch, and then you get up, and it makes weird patterns all over you. You can see your arms and stuff.
Oh, crazy.
It's much more fun. Crouch in there for a while.
You crouch it, yeah, right. And then suddenly it cools down, and then suddenly cool, before you know it, you're nudging with the big toe again.
Yeah.
Anyway. Consumers are cutting back on most bathing products. There is one reassuring sign the country is not on a slippery slope to spenders. Sales of soap bars are booming, so more people are having soap.
Okay.
But you see, that's an economy as well.
Yeah. Lasts a lot longer.
Gav, I can't believe you haven't got a shower in the house.
No shower.
Is that your builders messing around again?
No, it was a question of space. We didn't want it in where the bathroom was because we just wanted a bathroom. I have plumbed it. We've got another little laundry room upstairs. I've plumbed it for a shower.
It's plumbed,
but
for
I haven't
shower.
Put it in.
Classic.
I haven't put it in.
Classic.
Just in case we want one.
Wow.
But you haven't got that thing where there's a shower above one of the baths.
No, I didn't want any of that.
Why?
The bath's under a window. It's really nice the way it's all laid out. I didn't want a shower there.
But you'd be averse to that?
Yeah, it's either got to be a shower
or a bath.
Or a bath. I don't like it when they're both.
Yeah, also it puts your feet on a funny angle.
It does, yeah.
And you've got to get one of those weird rubber mats. It makes you like there's a pensioner in the
house. Yeah, right.
Some it might be old people lurking. No, but you know what I mean? Once you start getting those rubber mats around, it looks like you've got some anti-slip accessories.
Yeah.
Or you know, you've got a door.
Handles everywhere.
Handles. Right. Special curtaining, safety things, panic ropes.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
I've just heard some of the smuggest bath talk I've ever heard from... The Woodman.
When you've got side taps, you tell people.
I know, I just heard you.
Yeah.
I stayed out of the conversation. It's not, it's not one I want to double click. But even going, we made sure we got an extra long one.
Oh, it's a biggie,
Really luxuriant. Mm. While the rest of Britain suffers for money.
How long do you
spend? I got my extra long bath.
I like a long bath.
How long
are
you going there?
Every
daily
day.
Bath?
At least half an hour. At least.
An hour every day.
Easily, at least, yeah.
What are you doing in there?
Twitter,
have a cup
probably.
Of tea. Read the news. Lie in the bath.
Are you actually washing?
Well, yes, Sunts. I don't just lie there.
I don't know.
What, you actually wash in there?
What do you think I'm doing in there?
Because a lot of people just lie there.
No, sitting in a bath is not washing, is it?
It's not washing. No. That's a people's... It's a filth
Yeah, but
soup.
It's not like you can't do both. For some time you can be lying, and for other bits of the bath you can be washing.
Mm.
Why is it so exclusive?
I don't know, but I just think I associate baths with luxury, with showers, luxury. With rapid, efficient cleanliness.
Sure, sure.
In the German mode, and English just for... lying in your filth.
Sure.
I actually like a shower after my bath.
Mm.
No, so I feel
much.
Clean.
That's too much. That's
so
too
I feel
much.
Clean afterwards.
That's too much. So, Gav, you lie there and think.
Mm-hmm.
But do you... When do you do the washing bit?
At the end.
Yeah, I bet.
Just add some hot water.
I bet
just
you
top
do.
Up the hot water, have a wash, rinse off properly.
And is it frenzied?
Oh, it can be.
I bet it can.
It depends on the state of my body.
Okay, nice.
Wow.
We'll be talking about that. We're going to take a bit of a break. But Gavin's version, I'll tell you something, though. Gav is not in a humour at all. You can see his sense of humour vanish once he starts talking about his bath. Never really has one when he's talking about himself anyway. But my God, once we get onto the bath and cleanliness.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday forever. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Thank you very much.
Radio X.
Who says you can't mix business and pleasure? Our American Express business cards let you earn points on your business transactions, from paperclips to online ad spend. Points that help you enjoy something pleasurable, like, oh, something like a... Like a nice relaxing massage on a spa weekend away. The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex Business Card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus subject to status.